fascist slave. You protested to get in a fucking lookbook. Everything I scribbled like the anarchist cookbook.
Look good, posing in the center for the cookbook.
Black on black on black with a ski mask, that is my crook book. How you like my styling, bruh? Ain't nobody smiling, bruh. About to turn this motherfucker up like Rikers Island, bruh. My thuggers and my cripples and my blooders and my brothers. When you niggas gon' unite and kill the police motherfuckers or take over a
jail. Hi, everyone. Welcome to What They Want You to Think, a conspiracy theory podcast with your host, Ben James. Thank you all so much for listening to Tuesday's episode. I want to give a big shout out to Rob Love. Thank you so much for coming on. We had a pretty heavy topic Tuesday, to say the least. So today's episode is going to be a little bit more lighthearted, but we're still over here exposing the truth, like the U.S. government is fucking shady, and they are using birds to spy on their citizens. A new thing with my introductions, I'm going to play a clip of a song at the beginning of each episode and at the end of each episode, instead of my original intro and outro music. The song you heard at the beginning is Close Your Eyes and Count to Fuck, by the amazing Run the Jewels. The two members are Killer Mike and LP. And Killer Mike is really out here, exposing the government, talking about the prison industrial complex, smoking joints on the daily, which we are in full support of, and just being an all-around cool guy. So big shout-outs to Killer Mike. Before I start today's episode, I have a little story to tell y'all. Last week, I took a little bit of time off of work, and I traveled to Nevada to go to a pre-Area 51 raid. Me and some buddies just went and scoped everything out, and we even went inside, and what we found was disturbing, to say the least. So a couple months ago, I did that 23andMe DNA test, right? And I thought I was just going to find out some things about, like, my history and my ancestry. But no, I discovered that the CIA and the FBI was taking my DNA and making a clone of me. So I went in there and I found the clone, and guess what it was? It was a drag queen clone of me named MK Voltron. And I have MK Voltron with me, and maybe she'll make an appearance later in the episode. So stay tuned for that. Quick disclaimer before we start today's episode. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing should be taken as truth. All opinions are my own. And these are just theories and are in no way to impact or offend any government entity or corporation. So let's just get into it. Today's episode is about birds, and I am here to expose the U.S. government because they are using birds to spy on innocent American citizens. I know. Crazy, right? But, like, it makes sense, because the U.S. has been spying on people, like, all the time. Like, we know this. Don't think for a minute that you, as a U.S. citizen, have any privacy from the U.S. government or the FBI or the CIA, because everything you search and everything you buy and really everything you do on the internet is tracked by the men at the FBI, and they're looking at you through your webcam. Sorry to tell you, but, like, it's the truth. Now, I'm here to tell y'all that the birds you see outside are not real. They are government-created drones to spy on every American citizen. And, like, I know how crazy that sounds, but, like, when was the last time you saw a bird? Like, think about it. When was the last time you looked outside and you saw an actual bird? Like, maybe you heard a bird this morning, or maybe you just heard a government recording from the inside of a drone that was outside of your home. and maybe you see a lot of pigeons in New York City or LA or some heavily populated area. But when was the last time you saw a baby pigeon? Or when was the last time you saw a dead pigeon? Like, I've been to New York before, and I've seen thousands of pigeons, but I've never seen a dead one. It seems a little shady to me. Okay, so we know from Tuesday's episode that in 2001, the Patriot Act was passed, and that basically gave the CIA access to spy on any U.S. citizen under the guise of safety, but they never said how they could spy on us. Like, what if they're using bird drones? That's what I think. I think that from 1960 to 2001, the government killed all the birds. Like, we know that the U.S. government has created diseases before. Like, I'm convinced that they created AIDS. So it's not that much of a stretch to think that they would create a bird flu to cause the mass genocide of birds in America. So we've already established the fact that in 1960, the U.S. began the program to create bird drones to spy on the U.S. citizens. But making so many bird-like drones would cost the U.S. millions and millions of dollars. And you can't just write off in the budget, like, millions of dollars to create drones, because budgets are public information in the U.S. So they had to find a workaround. Now, I believe that the workaround was the Cold War. Now, the Cold War was never really a war. Like, no one died over it. It was basically like an arms race between major Western governments, and they were like, oh, like, we got more guns than y'all. And then they're like, oh, well, we have more nuclear weapons. So the U.S. was like funneling money into their defense department. So I think that if you write off weapons in your budget for the Cold War, you would have enough money to build like hundreds and thousands of drones in order to spy on citizens. I mean, like, how many of y'all have ever seen the U.S.'s nuclear warheads? Like, personally, I've never seen one. Since I've never seen it, I assume it doesn't exist. So we've established where the money came from to build them. Now let's talk about migration. It doesn't make sense for an animal to live in one place for 6 months and then move to another place for 6 months. Like, it just doesn't make sense for birds to migrate the way they do. Like, the way they are now, birds will stay in like a warm area for the winter, mainly South America, and then they'll go somewhere colder for the summer, so they'll have like a regulated temperature. Why do the birds keep going to South America? Well, what's in South America? The drug cartel. And we all know that the drug cartel is run by the U.S. government. And how else would the U.S. government be able to get so much drugs and so much money over the border without anyone noticing? Well, maybe they could send their drones down to South America each 6 months and bring a bunch of drugs and money back to the U.S. It's no secret that the U.S. has had their hand in the drug cartel. Like, we know that Ronald Reagan, back in the 80s, was bringing over bricks of cocaine to give to the poor communities to do whatever fucked up shit he was trying to do. Like, the government wants us to be on drugs because, one, it gives them a reason to put people in prison and just further implement the prison industrial complex, but they also want to, like, have us on drugs to stop free thinking and ultimately enact mind control. That's why all these rappers are talking about Xanax and Percocets and all those, like, fun drugs, but, like, they're actually terrible, and they, like, ruin your brain, and they stop you from thinking, because the U.S. government is in the Illuminati, and so are all these rappers, and they're just pushing this narrative that, like, drugs are cool, and you should totally, like, take Xanax and, like, hella Percocets, because they're fun, but they really just stop you from having free thought and expressive thoughts and all that. So we've established the fact that the US government is sending their bird drones to South America to traffic drugs back to US soil. Now let's talk about rice growth in America. Now from 2015 to 2016, the amount of rain in the US was at a historic low, and the amount of rice produced in America dropped by 2,000 tons. Let's think about that for a second. The amount of rain was down, and the amount of rice grown in America was also down. What happens when an electronic device gets wet and you want it to start working again? You submerge it in rice. Now, these drones that were made at the beginning, they obviously didn't have the best waterproofing. So about 30% of the working bird drones in America, every time it rains, they have to go back to the Pentagon to be submerged in rice, so they'll start working again. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but nothing is too far-fetched to believe when it comes to the US government. And another thing, the national bird is the bald eagle. Now, do you know what BALD stands for? It stands for Biochemical Assault Laser Drone, and it is a felony in the US to shoot down a bald eagle. Now, why would they make it a felony to shoot a bald eagle? Because the US government doesn't want you shooting down its best assault weapon. That just doesn't make any sense that there's one bird that's protected by a felony, that if you shoot it, you go to prison. But you can shoot any other bird, but like if you shoot a bald eagle, like it's the worst thing ever, like you're going to prison. Like that does not make any sense. I don't know, y'all, it just seems a little bit shady to me. And I apologize for today's audio quality. I've been using a Blue Snowball $50 mic from Walmart. I have a new one that I just bought from Amazon that should get here tomorrow. And I have a new computer coming in, so I can promise you that Tuesday's episode is going to be much higher quality than today's, but, you know, we're just going with it. So I think right now would be a good time to bring in my Area 51 clone, MK Voltron. Everyone, welcome MK Voltron to the What They Want You to Think podcast.
Hi, everyone. I am MK Voltron, Ben James's Area 51 clone, who is also a drag queen.
As you can imagine, this was a shock to my system to find out that the FBI had created a drag queen clone of myself. But, you know, it's not the strangest thing that's happened this year, so I'ma just roll with it. MK was telling me the other day that she had an interaction with one of these bird drones, and she would like to come on the podcast and tell the story about it, correct?
Yes. Okay, so the other night, me and my girls, Barbara's Bush and Dicked Down Janie, were headed out to the club to, like, have ourselves a night out because we just escaped from Area 51, and, like, we want to have ourselves a good time. So I was driving, I was taking us out to the club, and then all of a sudden, this bird hit my windshield. I was like, oh shit, I just killed a bird. So I got out, and I looked at the bird, and it wasn't moving, but there wasn't any blood either. So I picked up the bird, and it shocked me, like electricity shocked me. So I threw the bird on the ground, and the bird busted open, and it was full of, like, wires and circuits and cameras and all types of shady shit.
No way. That is crazy as fuck. Like, what did you do?
I got back in my car and I went to the club. I wasn't gonna let some government bird ruin my night out.
Well, that's good. And that's also a good thing to tell our listeners. Never let conspiracy theories or the government ruin your night out of fun or ruin your life because, yeah, they're controlling the world, but, like, you control your destiny.
Yes, because if Ben wasn't out here controlling his own life, he never would have met his Area 51 clone drag queen.
Yeah, I never would have met MK Voltron. thank you so much for coming on to today's episode, MK. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there anything that you would like to plug while you're here?
You know that I'm here to plug Skate and Bake.
Yes, everyone should go to Skate and Bake Co. and buy one of my t-shirts or one of my hoodies or mugs so I can buy a van and me and MK Voltron can travel across the country recording our podcast.
Yes, for sure, for sure. All right, Ben. Well, I gotta go, but I'm sure that I'll be on some later episode, and I will see you later.
Yes, of course, MK. You can come on anytime you want. I mean, you are living here, so it would be weird if you didn't, but I will see you later.
All right, Ben. Bye.
Bye, MK. All right, y'all. That pretty much sums up today's episode. Birds are not real, they are just drone spies created by the government to spy on innocent Americans. But I don't know. Maybe birds are real, and maybe the US government has never spied on an innocent American citizen. Or at least, that's what they want you to think. A little bit shorter episode today, but if y'all would believe the week I'm having, my car almost exploded on me Monday morning. It has been a long week. I was on Sydney's podcast Wednesday. We did a Jeffrey Epstein episode on sex, drugs, and spirituality. If you want to go check that out, Sydney is the GOAT. Tuesday, I dropped an episode about 9/11 conspiracies with Rob Love. Rob Love is also the GOAT. If you tune back in Tuesday, me and Sydney are doing a conspiracy theory episode on the Johnny Gosch case, and you can find that on this feed. I think that pretty much sums it up for this week. Follow me on Twitter at BenJames11. That's Ben with two N's. You can follow my store at Skate and Bake Co. Probably not by the time this episode is up, but definitely by the time the Tuesday episode goes up, there will be some show merch. I will post that to my Twitter. You can follow the show Twitter at WTWYTT. And thank y'all for listening. Today's outro music is Reagan by Killer Mike. I will see y'all Tuesday. Like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama, just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, pay for